Organizations and municipalities throughout Boulder County and the surrounding areas have rallied in support of the thousands of community members displaced by the devastating Marshall Fire last week. Longmont was quick to share resources, both in combating the fire as it happened and providing shelter for evacuees with city staff and facilities like the Longmont Senior Center. In the past week, organizations like our center and the In Between said they were on standby to help any victims struggling with food and shelter, while local artists started an online auction to benefit the Community Foundation Boulder County's wildfire relief efforts. Mayor Joan Peck and a half dozen volunteers, including Longmont City Councilor Susie Hidalgo Faring, spent Saturday in Louisville helping clean up trash, she said. The wildfire and winds swept through on garbage pickup day, Peck explained, so Louisville's mayor put out a call for help from neighboring cities to help clean up in the aftermath. The residents were shocked and happy that our county is pulling together and that we can help each other in these emergencies, Peck said. Peck commended Longmont city staff for rallying in support of the fire last Thursday, particularly the swift and continued response helping get utilities and basic services up and running in Superior and Louisville. The needs will continue for those affected by the Marshall Fire, Peck said. One issue Peck and Longmont City Manager Harold Dominguez are looking into are the number of people in Superior and Louisville who are uninsured and may be unable to rebuild their homes. Peck was unsure how it would affect Longmont, but said she will continue working closely to support city staff and help as many people as they can. The mayor also spoke with appreciation for the network of elected officials and nonprofits that stay connected and involved, so that when a crisis occurs the reaction is swift. To me that's what a community is, Peck said. People caring about each other. In a letter sent to the Longmont leader, Peck announced that Hope for Longmont would coordinate physical donations for the Marshall Fire. Hope Executive Director Alice Sweltenfuss was in San Antonio visiting family when she got the call from Peck asking if the organization could help. I felt so honored that she called me and said, this is what I'm thinking. Sweltenfuss said, I immediately said yes. When I got into town on Wednesday, we already had a storage unit ready to assist with donations for fire victims. Sweltenfuss said her experience with the nonprofit has shown how quickly the community will rally in a time of crisis, but also how Boulder County is ready to create emergency plans to help nonprofits prepare through fire and pandemic. Even this week, Sweltenfuss was able to obtain protective equipment like K95 masks for staff and clients at Hope's shelters, she said. I just see Boulder County figuring out the planning and execution of those plans within hours of a crisis. Sweltenfuss said. Hope is keeping donations directed toward fire relief separate, Sweltenfuss explained, though the organization is more than willing to tap into existing supplies like hygiene kits for anyone in need. The storage unit is already filling up, she added, but there are still some key items they are looking for. Gift cards are helpful to support fire victims in need of food or gas, she said. If you have a grocery store gift card, you're able to help a person make a decision about food items they may need or just gas for their car, Sweltenfuss explained. Winter gloves, coats and hats are also in need, Sweltenfuss said, particularly large or extra-large gloves for men. Beyond that, Hope is open to hearing from the community about what they need. What we need is to know what the requests are. Once we know what the requests are, those of us who do collect donations can look at our inventory and see where the needs are, she added. The majority of the donations and supplies are being taken to the Boulder County Disaster Assistance Center, 1255 S Public Road in Lafayette, but Sweltenfuss welcomed anyone in need to visit Hope at either the main office, 804 S Lincoln Street, or the storehouse, 801 Main Street in Longmont. Community members wishing to make donations to Hope can call 720-494-4673 or email her directly with donations or requests. Community members wishing to make a cash donation should do so through the Community Foundation Boulder County's Wildfire Fund, according to Peck and Sweltenfuss.